Hi there, beautiful creators. This is Kadisha King. In Sutras 6 to 9 of Chapter 2 of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, we were reminded that the ego, which manifests out of a dense field of ignorance, or avidya in the world, is the primary magnet and vessel for suffering in life due to its over-identification with illusory self-attachments that manifest as attractions, aversions, likes, dislikes, and so forth, which are known in yoga as kleshas. These illusions, in addition to your mental distortions called your citta vrittis, as we discussed in chapter 1 of our sutra studies, as well as your past memories that can lead to suffering, known as your samskaras, as we also previously covered, keep you trapped in a perpetual cycle of karma and suffering, known as the Four Noble Truths. These truths are as follows. Life brings suffering. There is a cause to all suffering. There is an end to all suffering. And there is a path, known as the Eightfold Path, that liberates you from suffering. Your ego self, which identifies with your body-mind instrument as if it were who you truly are, is your suffering vehicle. And to practice Nirodha, or setting it aside to stand in your truth, as the true self, brings peace and joy. Your ego vessel, which is solidified when you think that your kleshas, thoughts, experiences, titles, relationships, and so forth are your primary identity, forms a veil of illusion in your body and mind that keeps you from stepping into yourself as the seer beyond form. And furthermore, it blocks you from experiencing yourself as pure, unified consciousness itself, which is what finally frees you from the cycle of misery that you can get caught up in if you're a human being living on Earth and experiencing life. In essence, Patanjali reminds us that the only thing getting in our way of experiencing our true blissful and unlimited nature is squeezing ourselves painfully and uncomfortably into the costume of the ego. He shows us that even though we are practically bursting and bulging and shining out of our limited identity of the ego costume that we wear in and to the circus show of Maya, which represents our collective manifestation of ignorance and ego identification in the world, only personal ignorance and the incorrect attachments to the experiences and limitations of this costume keeps us trapped. Please be sure to subscribe today to hear the full episode.